Morning, Doctor. How are you doing?
Morning, Mitch.
So you are a sexologist. That's your area of expertise.
Yes.
Just tell us a little bit about what you do and what you kind of specialise in.
Okay, so sexologists specialise in the psychology and sociology of sex and sexuality. And so we look at and we research and we talk with people about how they can improve their sex lives.
Okay, and you help Luke, as I mentioned, episode two. What do you teach him?
In that episode with me, we look at like contact improv, which is in this case a bit of play fighting. So it's getting used to actually using your kind of energy and your weight and working with someone else so that he could get the idea of how energy works between people and how you have those kind of peak sexual experiences where you end up in a corner and it's like, oh my God, how did I get here?
So why is that something that you think people need help with? Why isn't that sort of fades away maybe after a while?
Well, I think for a lot of people and for Luke, it was about the whole idea of the weight of your body being something that kind of crushes your partner and not wanting to put your kind of full energy and your full kind of strength into kind of moving people around in case you hurt them. So we're kind of a little bit scared, a little bit delicate with each other.
Mm.
Whereas if we kind of come together with more energy, then we kind of end up, going places that we otherwise wouldn't. And so that's what I was exploring with him.
Okay, fantastic. And obviously you are a sexologist and expert in sex and sexuality. What do you think are some of the biggest myths people have around sex and intimacy?
I think one of the biggest myths, maybe the biggest myth, is the idea that heterosexuality is the norm and that that's the only kind of sex that people ever have or want to have, and that that's 97% of the population and the others are about 3%. It's just totally not. When you look at the percentage of the population that actually have sex and are sexually active, that's absolutely not the norm.
And so why do you think that is, I guess, how does that myth kind of represent itself and kind of keep getting replenished and that sort of stuff?
Well, I mean, you see it in Parliament at the moment, when people are talking about the safe sex schools. There's a lot of kind of religious underpinnings for that. There's a lot of things to do with the family and, you know, social norms and social values that have meant that that kind of myth has become very pervasive and is very difficult to shift.
Yeah, what do you make of that, the safe schools debate that's currently happening in Parliament? A lot of people saying it's promoting a homosexual agenda and it's brainwashing kids. What do you make of it?
I was, a couple of years ago, the Senior Policy Officer for Mental Health and Suicide Prevention at the LGBTI Health Alliance. And that whole idea that, you know, we are all heterosexual and everybody else is other is one of the big social determinants of poor mental health and suicidality in the LGBTI and O communities.
Mm.
And the Safer Schools program is, it's a modestly funded program which has been very well put together, in my opinion, and it's giving some space in schools for kids to kind of explore their sexuality and not feel like I'm other or I'm queer or people aren't going to, respect me because I have this kind of desire which is outside what I'm supposed to have.
Yeah, I'm not abnormal, I guess.
No.
And just one last question, Dr. Michelle Mars. What can be a tip, sort of maybe incorporating some of the stuff that you talk about in contract improvisation that people can do to make their sex life a little bit more, I guess, exciting or a bit more intimate?
I think you can do like Luke has done right through the program, and you can just learn to think about what are your fears and how you might address those fears. So take some little risks, like work out what it is that's really standing in your way and start to take some little risks to kind of address that. And the benefits of that I've seen with a lot of clients are profound.
Well, there you go. Dr. Michelle Mars appears in episode two of Lukewarm's Sex, which starts tonight on the ABC at 9 p.m. Thanks so much for joining us on 2SER this morning.
Thank you.